This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Domino's Pizza will close all 142 stores in Russia, becoming one of the first major Western fast food chains to exit the country since McDonald's and Starbucks left more than a year ago. The company that owns franchise rights for the Domino's Pizza brand in Russia, Turkey, Azerbaijan, and Georgia, called DP Eurasia, will file for bankruptcy for its Russian unit, DP Russia. Domino's is Russia's third largest pizza delivery business. The move highlights the increasingly hard choices facing Western firms that stayed in Russia after the start of the Ukraine war. The Kremlin has made it vastly more difficult and more costly for Western companies to sell their Russian businesses. And it has, in some cases, seized control of Western companies' local assets, like Danish brewer Carlsberg and French yogurt maker Danone. It's possible that Domino's pizza outlets will continue to operate in Russia under new ownership and branding. McDonald's and Starbucks in Russia were taken over by local players and renamed after their parent companies exited the country. McDonald's new Russian name translates to Tasty, period, and Starbucks became Stars Coffee. More than 1,000 foreign companies have exited or suspended operations in Russia since the Kremlin launched a full-scale invasion of the neighboring free country, Ukraine. American astronaut Frank Rubio has set a new U.S. spaceflight record, surpassing the previous record of 355 consecutive days aboard the International Space Station. The achievement, however, wasn't on purpose. Rubio arrived at the space station last September and was scheduled to remain there for just 6 months, but the capsule that was meant to bring him and two Russian cosmonauts home developed a coolant leak. Now the trio is set to return to Earth on September 27th, at which point Rubio will have been in microgravity for 371 days, thus reaching the achievement as the first American to spend more than one calendar year in space. That record falls short of the world record for the longest space flight in history. Russian explorer Valery Polyakov was in orbit for 437 continuous days between January 1994 and March 1995. The James Webb Space Telescope has inspected a planet in a far-off solar system that may be a distant ocean world. There's evidence of methane and carbon dioxide, and possibly a molecule that on Earth is made only by living things. The exoplanet called K2-18b orbits the star K2-18 in the constellation Leo. That's around 120 light-years from Earth. Scientists detected the presence of methane and carbon dioxide within the exoplanet's atmosphere, supporting the idea that the planet, which is between the size of Earth and Neptune, may host a watery ocean beneath an atmosphere rich with hydrogen. The planet's atmosphere appears to contain an abundance of methane and carbon dioxide, as well as ammonia. Data also points to the presence of a molecule called dimethyl sulfide, which on Earth is only produced by living creatures, particularly by tiny marine algae called phytoplankton. The finding remains preliminary. Astronomers call planets with the characteristics of an atmosphere and water Hyshin, a portmanteau of hydrogen and ocean. Hyshin planets are good candidates for searching for signs of life beyond Earth. NASA's Kepler Space Telescope first discovered K2-18b in 2015. Since then, other observations have pointed to its potential to host life. In 2019, the Hubble Space Telescope found that K2-18b has water vapor in its atmosphere. The exoplanet lies within its star's habitable zone, the area where a planet's surface temperature would be suitable for hosting liquid water. While the new evidence suggests an ocean of water could lie below K2-18b's atmosphere, that ocean may be too hot for the water to be in liquid form or too hot for life. And K2-18b would need to have a rocky surface in order for liquid water to sit on it. NASA said the planet might have a rocky surface, but it is more likely a giant ball of liquid and gas like Neptune. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.